Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 2nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today are two wonderful people. I've got Puya with me. How are you doing, Puya?
I'm good, man. I had an amazing weekend, and I'm fully recharged to talk about what's going on the feeds today.
All right. Also with me is Matt. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing good. Got some nice April snow outside to keep things interesting.
Yeah. Always love a good April snowstorm.
Well, you don't. I kind of like snow. I know you hate it. What's wrong with the snow? It makes everything a little prettier.
Does it though? Does it really?
I think it does.
Maybe for like a very short amount of time, and then it just looks disgusting.
Well, yeah. I mean, once it starts getting like the dirt from all the plows and stuff, then it can go. But like right now, it's really pretty. If you want to go, I can bring my laptop over the window, start things off like that.
Live from New York. All right. Well, we are here to talk about everything that's been going on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And let's get started. Not too much movement on the who's going to get evicted front, but we did get a little bit of movement in terms of everything else, as is the case always in the Big Brother Canada 6 house. We start the day off a lot of Allie running around doing some work. First, she's talking to Olivia, and she's talking about how she wants Ryan out of the house and how is she going to be able to do this. She needs to convince Erica, and she needs to basically get people on board, and Erica is the main person she needs to get on board. And the way she wants to do this is like, what can I make something up? Can we come up with some fake news? Like, what? How can we do this? How can we get Erica to be on board with evicting Ryan? Ultimately, she lands on, well, why don't I just talk to Ryan and see if he gives me anything? Which ultimately turns out to be the best move here, Puya.
Yeah, that was very, very smart of them to try and like maybe make something happen and then kind of give a half lie. It's like not the whole truth, but it's still a conversation that was had. I did like Olivia mentioning that, oh, we should maybe throw in Erica's name into whatever the mix is here just to kind of sweeten the deal. And we're going to talk more about Olivia today as well, which I can't believe we're about to sing her praises, but we're gonna, or I am at the very least. This plan goes according to plan. She talks to Ryan. She talks to pretty much everyone in the house. Allie was all over the place yesterday for a quiet day.
Yes, she very much was. And it seems like the reason she is so gung-ho about getting Ryan out is because he is spilling all of her secrets. Between telling Johnny that she blamed Johnny for him being on the block, between what she said to him about there's a four-person alliance, it's Johnny, Paris, Will, and Maddie. This wasn't from Ryan, but she's been taking credit for Maddie being saved through the veto last week. There's lots of secrets getting out about Allie, so she's like, I gotta stop this leak from happening. I gotta get Ryan out. And she's gonna work pretty hard to make sure it happens, Matt.
Well, yeah, she's got to do a lot of damage control because, I mean, first of all, Ryan isn't the safest vault in the house in terms of giving information, especially the fact that now he's pretty pissed off at Olivia and Allie because of the double eviction. He feels like they showed their cards and they showed that they don't care about his life in the game, and you know, they put it at jeopardy. So when Allie came to him with, even though it wasn't like information, she just came to him with like some rambling thoughts about where she sees the house and all this stuff, he took it and you know, just spit it back out to other people, and now it looks like she's the bad guy in the house, you know, spilling information about her friends' other alliances or whatever. So now Allie's in full-on damage control mode.
Yes. So she is going to have this conversation with Ryan, and she's going to question him about this whole rumor about the four-person alliance. And he's going to be like, oh, you weren't the only person I heard it from. Like, don't, I didn't betray any of your secrets. And he's going to question her about, you working with Dayla. Why aren't you putting them up? What's going on there? And he's also going to be just a bit too arrogant, talking about how feeling like he's going to be staying in the house and talking about how when I'm in the jury house, if I go to the jury house, I'm going to be awfully persuasive in there. So nobody wants to screw me over, which really just tells people I want to screw this asshole over. Right, Booyah?
Yeah, no, seriously, rule number one about going into the jury, don't try and make it seem like you have the power of persuasion, because then you lose any persuasion you may have had, because at the very least, people are going to want to be contrarian to anything you have to offer. So, and especially if your name is Ryan and you mansplain the way you do often, Ryan is not doing well, just because I feel like, you know, I would say, you know, some people want Maren, some people want Ryan to go, but I feel like Ryan is the best at just painting a target on himself when he could just shut up and be quiet. And this conversation with Allie kind of pushes the envelope more, because, you know, Allie leaves this conversation, even if before she was like, maybe I don't want Ryan. Now it's like, nope, this guy is the one I need gone. Just the way he's talking to her, very off-putting.
Yes, wasn't the greatest. He gave her the ammunition she needed, and she goes up to Erica with Derek and Kayla there as well, and she's talking to Erica saying, hey, Ryan, he's a big dummy. He thinks he's safe. He's talking about how he's safe. It doesn't matter. He's being super cocky. He's talking about convincing the jury. And this is exactly what you needed to say to Erica to get her on board with this. It's basically the same thing that happened with Veronica when they were like, oh, Veronica thinks you don't have the balls to nominate her. It's like, oh, Ryan thinks he's so safe. He thinks he doesn't need anybody. And Erica's like, oh, really then? All right. Well, he can go. I don't even care. Ryan's gone.
Yeah, well, Erica's also in a position this week where she's making it a point that she doesn't want to be the person who decides who goes home. She does have, you know, an opinion on the matter, and she is going to, you know, I guess as the week goes, she'll probably keep telling, you know, Olivia, Allie, whoever else she's working with, yeah, this is the way that I'm leaning. But she has said a few times, especially yesterday, that she doesn't want it to be the situation where she's the person who made the call. And the reason that Ryan or Maren is going home is because of her. She already made such a big move last week with Veronica going home. And, you know, a lot of that was on her. Even though Allie and Olivia did the work behind the scenes, it was Erica's HOH. So that's, you know, she's trying to sit back and let the house decide this week who goes home. But it's not taking a lot for her to be convinced about Ryan being the one to go, because like you said, she doesn't like hearing this kind of stuff, that that he's so cocky and he's going to control the jury. If I have to sit through a whole week of listening to Ryan threaten people and say that he's not going to vote for them if they vote him out, like, come on. You watched like how many hours of Big Brother? You think that this is a good strategy for you?
It's the Peter Brown strategy. It worked really well for him. Yeah.
And that got him a second shot on the show, right? That's what we're going for.
So we have Erica now on board with taking Ryan out of the house, and with Erica, basically comes the whole house. Obviously, Johnny is still somebody that's holding out at this point, but. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't think that Johnny has that much of a horse in this race. Obviously, he would prefer to see Maren go because that's what he's preferred for a little while. And Ryan is probably a more valuable tool to him. But it's not a situation where he's going to really stick his neck out at all to try and protect Ryan of all people.
He better not.
Yes. Yeah, so Allie and Paris then have a conversation. Allie's trying to finish off her morning sprint here and clear some air with Paris, because It's obviously gotten back to Paris that Allie said that there's an alliance between Paris and Johnny and Will and Maddie. And she's just trying to be like, no, 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 that's, I did not say that to Ryan. He twisted my words. This, like, don't think that that's what's happening. And, Paris, of course, is like, oh yeah, I don't believe it. It's fine. You know, Paris doing what Paris does best, like try to make people think she's dumb and make them feel comfortable. But Paris is not an Allie fan by any means. We know this. Allie's telling her, we're getting rid of Ryan this week. I want to blindside him. And Paris is like, oh yeah, cool. I'm down for that. Paris just lying through her teeth in this conversation, Puya.
Yeah, no, Paris continues to do what she does best, which is kind of play it off as dumb, play it off as naive. Oh, I'm an idiot for even listening to him or entertaining it. And no, you're absolutely right. We're going to do this. We're going to vote him out. And then Allie leaves the room. And obviously, Paris turns to us, the beloved viewers, and says, I'm not going through with that. That was me just giving her anything she wanted at that very moment. And we'll see throughout the day Paris attempt to further talk about this with other people and kind of suss out where everyone is, kind of suss out where the leaks are, where the cracks are. She is pissed off because she believes that the people that have gone back to back to back are her people and that they're idiots for having gotten rid of them. But it kind of comes back to the full circle because, you know, we see her having this conversation with Will. It's like, who are you going to put up? Like, if you win, it's like, are you going to put up Marin and Maddie? And Will's like, well, if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do. So Paris is like frustrated, but at the same time, Paris also does not want to win and control and have a say in what happens because she's terrified that if she makes any move, makes any wave, she's the next one out the week after her HOH.
Yeah, well, like Paris is in a situation where, you know, she wants to play the ideal Big Brother game, which is have influence over people and have them do your dirty work. And she was in a position to do that. But she just lost control because the wrong person in Hamza won HOH that week. And, you know, Will and Johnny in particular, was able to get in that guy's ear and convince people to take out one of her main pawns. And then her entire like sphere of influence just shrunk. And then none of her people were able to win HOH for the next 3 weeks, and she's just sitting here like, guys, come on, I'm supposed to be controlling your HOHs, but you're not winning anything. If I have to do this, it messes with my whole entire game. I'm supposed to have like this whole perception of weakness and stuff, but like, this is not working. It doesn't work unless you have allies that can win things, and you guys aren't winning anything. Come on, give me a break here, man.
Yeah, she does seem pretty defeated, and I kind of understand it because, you know, there's been 2 weeks in a row now that the same three people essentially have been in power, and it seems like nobody's really trying to move things around because it's like, well, they don't want to become the enemy or the bad guy. And especially, you know, the veto still hasn't happened yet. So it's just so much safer to just lay low and let the big target Veronica go out. Or now that this week we have two of the, you know, more useless players in the house, let's let one of them go and the rest of us are safe. So I understand why she feels frustrated, because in her mind, she's like, well, we are getting rid of the weaker players, but we still have, you know, Dela in the house, and there's other people that we should be going after, but nobody wants to make a move. If the power goes into the right hands next week, if it goes into Maddie, Will, her, if Marin even gets an HOH next week, then I think that people are going to wake up and start taking out players that Paris wants to take out. But she just seems so defeated because, like I said, she hasn't had any power in a long time at all.
And she spends a lot of the day complaining to the cameras and to Maddie about this whole situation. She doesn't trust the Six Alliance with Erica and Allie and Maddie and Olivia. She feels like she's being used. She feels like she doesn't have any power. She wants things to change. She's going to lit a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here. Toward the end of the day. Johnny talks to Erica, he's kind of asking like, okay, what's going on here? Are you guys working with Dayla? Like, is something happening here? Do I need to be worried? And Erica's like, I feel like the two pairs, Allie, Liv, Derek, and Kayla, they feel like they're valuable to each other as big targets, not like fully explaining to Johnny that they are working together, but kind of hinting that they're not really wanting to go after each other. Then Allie and Liv come in and they discuss the vote. And they're like, yeah, so we were thinking of sending Ryan out this week instead. And Johnny is basically like, oh, sure. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I guess that makes sense. We can use Marin as a pawn against Dayla or something. Whatever. Good Johnny. This is not the time to argue it in a group setting where they're telling you what's happening. He's learning, Puya.
Yeah, he's definitely learning. I think now that everyone believes that we're getting to the jury, like the next batch of eliminees are going to be jury members. Now everyone's kind of calming down. As Matt alluded to, like talked about earlier, Erica is like, I don't care who goes home. And that's the correct move for right now for everyone, pretty much, because you don't want to piss the first member of the jury, especially like if someone like Ryan's being all boisterous about it, that he's going to try and persuade people. You don't want bad memories or bad thoughts about you starting the jury off. And I think Johnny understands that. Well, the last two evictions have been very heavy handed for him too. He was able to somehow have Olivia go the way he wanted by keeping Maddie off and like putting Hamza up at that moment in the double. And then also the whole, she tried to do the Marin thing. It didn't really work out. And now it's like, the fact that it's these two specific people, the fact that it's Marin and Ryan, there's not much to gain by pushing for one or the other, because they're not really assets that are going to come in with more for you to collect. It's literally, you're talking like one person v one person. Like, it's not like, in my opinion, like if you put a Derek or a Kayla up, they come down, or if you keep them, they bring Derek, they bring other allies they've like collected, other goodwill they have in the house, whereas these two are kind of just easy ones, easy markers. I feel like whichever one of these two stays is pretty much going to be the go-to pawn if anyone wants to make a bigger move in the future. So rightfully, it makes sense for Johnny not to speak up about this at all and save any social capital he has for the future votes to come.
He's also done very good jury management work with them. He's been talking to both of them about just like personal things and having good conversations with them, to the point like, which one does he want to stay? Because he's talking about like working with both of them. And, I think if Ryan leaves this week, he'll feel good about Johnny. Johnny will be like, man, I tried. And if Marin leaves, I think Marin feels good enough about Johnny, obviously not knowing how hard Johnny has worked to take him out of the game to this point. Whereas there are some other people like Allie. I don't understand Allie's insistence on wanting to blindside Ryan. I appreciate it from a TV perspective. This is the first member of the jury. This is somebody who has actively said he is going to be vindictive. I understand that to that kind of person, you want to be like, oh yeah, then take this. But not really the best move in terms of jury management here, Matt.
Allie's been kind of all over the place in terms of where she's been trying to move things. But I think we do have to give a lot of credit to Johnny just in the situation for the way he's been playing with these two people that are on the block right now. I think Johnny really recognizes that he might have a hard time getting some votes in the end, considering he's working with both sides of the house. He's working with a lot of people in there. And if he gets to the end, he's going to have to burn people along the way. So there's going to be some possible hurt feelings in the jury once the time comes. And I don't know if maybe he doesn't, if he fully thinks that, or if he's just saying that to Erica so that, whatever. But I do think that's a possibility later down the line that he'll have to burn a few people to get them out of the house and, start where you can. You have two people here that are very easily moldable. Just make them feel comfortable, make them feel like you're trying to fight for them, make them feel like you're supporting them in any way. Because Johnny really might need to get all the votes he can. And as for Allie, I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, Allie, you know, I talked about it yesterday. She really feels like she is running the house right now. She really feels like she is the Derek. And she feels very, she was bragging to Olivia, like, yeah. I got Erica to change her mind. We totally just like smoked that. Like, you know, and Olivia was like, I didn't do anything.
Exactly. And she's like, yeah, it's fine, but I did. So don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah. It's hard to tell like how Olivia's taking all of this like braggadocious behavior from Allie. I don't think she likes it. She's going to have a conversation later with Johnny where she's talking about like, I'm not like that attached to Allie. And it's hard to know whether or not she's telling the truth about that or if she's lying. Because I do think she is a little bit rubbed the wrong way, but just based on her reactions to what Allie is saying, like we're the Derek. And by that, I mean, I'm the Derek. And Liv's just like, I guess, but all right.
Well, what's she going to do at this point? They're attached. They're seen as much of a duo as Derek and Kayla, or as, I guess there's not many duos left, but there's nothing she can do to really separate herself here. And I guess the most she can do is to continue saying that she's not in on all of this Allie stuff. And, she, you know, when the time comes, she can say, well, Allie was the one running around saying all this stuff about you, Paris, not me. I'm fine to stay here and work with you. It was Allie.
Yes.
I feel like rightfully so with Olivia. Like, I'm with you. I don't know if this is all factual or it's just her playing it up. But I do have to say that I think it almost, dare I say, seems like she's realizing that Allie is someone that is going to cause waves or is starting to cause waves based on the behavior, based on the hubris she's collected and like is running with. So for her, I think she sees that I'm the only other pair aside from Dayla, and clearly, if they take a shot at Dayla, we're next. Therefore, like, I feel like she knows that if there's a situation, most likely, if she's going up, she's going to go up next to Allie. Like, the two of them are going together. So this is kind of just to ensure that, to start it off, everyone knows that Allie's the one that's, you know, causing waves. I'm just hanging out. I don't know what's going on, which is kind of playing up to her character, which is good. And then later, we hear about both Johnny and Erica talking about how if they had to split assets and liquidate that pair, they want the Olivia and they don't want the Allie. So that's good for her.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see if Olivia ends up telling Allie that people have approached her like Johnny, saying that they're maybe a little bit sketched out by Allie. She hasn't yet, but it's certainly possible that she just hasn't had the opportunity. She may do that today, and we'll keep you updated on that tomorrow. So after Allie and Liv leave this conversation with Johnny and Erica, where they agree that Ryan is going to go home this week, Johnny and Erica end up continuing their conversation, basically proposing a final two with each other, talking about pairs. They've always been kind of a pair, but they've never really been that closely linked, but they want to make this happen. All gay final two, they say, and they think they can because they're both probably two of the best competitors in the house. Matt, you seem to have a reaction to this.
It was just a really funny conversation because Johnny came over, you know, Johnny's like, so just tell me, like, are we doing this to the end? Like, we've never really talked about this. Like, are we going to go final two? Like, would you bring me? And Erica didn't see the question coming. And it seemed like she had no answer prepared. She was just like, wait, of course I would have to see what the scenario is at the time and see, you know, like if you win a lot more comps, then I probably can. But like right now we're on like, you know, an evil playing field. So I'm sure that either one of us has a chance. Like she was so unprepared for this question. What is she going to lie and say, yes, I'm taking you no matter what? Like, I guess she just hadn't, you know, prepared for the fact that Johnny might ask her this, and they hadn't made a final two at any point during the game. So it was just like, it threw her off. And even if she had said, yes, I will be bringing you to the final two, I don't think Johnny would have believed it. I think he just kind of wanted to hear it. And if she says it out loud, it's kind of like in Celebrity Big Brother. I liked the fact that Marissa and Ross never said to each other, we have a final two. They just kept saying, yeah, we're good. But they never actually said it, so that when the time comes, you don't have to lie and you don't have to say we officially had a final two. You were working with each other and it was kind of implied. But there's a lot of value in the Big Brother house to not actually saying the words that, you know, solidify something by not having an alliance name so that you can back out of it if you need to.
Well, I think that was sort of the Paul strategy, and as you mentioned, the Ross strategy, which I don't think is very conducive to getting jury votes in the end. I think it's one of the things that is sort of it's one of the things that puts people off. And I think that also that this house, like obviously, that's part of what Johnny has been doing. It's part of what a lot of people have been doing. But the more you do it, the more sketched out people are by you, because this house is so full of fans who have been watching these recent seasons. And that's like every time Johnny comes to Erica with like, no, I do want an alliance with Liv and Allie. No, I do want a final two with you. She's like, she ends up feeling, oh, okay, good. Cause I was starting to worry that you were drifting off, but you're showing interest in me again. It's like, you know, I don't know. I can't come up with a good relationship comparison right now, but, you know, he's able to keep her like feel, cause I mean, Johnny shouldn't even be in this Allie Liv alliance. I don't even know how he managed to weasel his way into this. Because it was, by all rights, it was Kayla's alliance that she put together. And then they were kind of sketched out by Johnny. And Johnny's just like, hey, guys, can I? I'm interested. And they're like, oh, Johnny, yeah.
Well, Johnny's still linked in because of the first week when they got Jesse out over Olivia. And, you know, as we were talking about, Johnny was such a big force in keeping Olivia. So she wasn't going to take him out of the situation. Like, they kept him in close.
Well, right. And he, you know, he seems to, I don't know if he does this on purpose or if it just like he has like the instinct of like when he needs to do this. But every time that they start feeling like, we're not sure where Johnny's head is at, he ends up having a conversation with them where he's like, here's where my head is at. And I really like you guys. And let's do this final, whatever. And they're like, oh yeah. All right. Good.
Like, oh, thank God. We thought you were leaving us. Thank God. We still have.
Yeah, exactly. It's like some kind of like cat and mouse or
the relief on Olivia's face. Every time they have that conversation, she's like, oh, I'm so close to losing you.
Yes. So they make this final two. They talk about how they don't really trust Allie too much. They would definitely, as Puya, you mentioned, would prefer to sort of cut Allie sooner rather than later, and try and take the right combination of people down to the final six with them. They were talking about like maybe Paris. Johnny mentioned like, all right, what if the final six is, you know, like me, you, Liv, Paris, Will, Maddie, something like that. Then we cut Maddie. And Erica seems mostly on board with this because she is sketched out by Allie right now. So Allie is in a position where she needs to change things up, and she wants to. They're correct to not trust Allie. Allie has been talking to Liv about potentially cutting Erica and Johnny before the finals. She would prefer to go down to the finals with Dayla. So interesting stuff there. There's going to be some kind of war here, and we're gonna have to find out who the winner is. This Allie Dayla, Erica, Johnny, Liv thing. It's going to blow up at some point, Puya.
Yeah, we're getting to the point now where the alliance that used to once have a pair and like a bunch of singles is becoming like a three pair combination, and now every pair is going to try and have the upper hand moving forward and try and gather the people around them. I think Johnny wisely mentions that Johnny wants to keep Maddie around. And I feel like Johnny believes that he will have a lot of control over Maddie down the stretch. And the way he advertised that to Erica was, well, if we keep Maddie, that's a number for us to get rid of Allie to solidify R6. And Erica seemed on board with that. They did talk about how they both felt really good about Paris, and that's someone they would want to take down to the end. And then the argument was, well, I feel like if Paris is in the final three with us, we'll try and take her over each other. And then they both quickly said, well, I won't do that, would you? You're like, no, I wouldn't do that either. So it's like, okay, we're good now. And Taryn, to bring back the relationship thing you wanted to say earlier that you couldn't think of, it's kind of like when you have a big fight with your significant other, and then it's kind of like, are we cool? Like, yeah, we're cool. Like, okay, we're cool. Cool. And then you kind of look away like, I don't think we're cool. But she said we're cool. So we're kind of cool. So it's kind of like that for me is what I kind of took out of that. Yeah, Allie's in a situation now where I agree with you. She has to do something. Maybe even because like you know how they say with Survivor, like, you don't really know where your alliances are completely until you go to tribal and you vote together and that brings you closer. I feel like Allie has, you know, been with the crew. Everything's good, but she needs to probably, in my opinion, win an HOH and show that she is good with her people so that they feel comfortable with her again.
She wants to.
Yeah. And I feel like if she's able to do that, that is good for her. I don't know if she realizes how badly she will need that to keep her own alliance, let alone like other people good with her, because her name has come up a lot in the past 24 hours. And it's scary for her. She's going to be walking a tough line in the weeks to come.
Yes, for sure. So Johnny then continues working through the second half of the day. This is really the day of Allie and Johnny. And he's talking to Maddie, and Maddie is telling Johnny about Paris and how she's been complaining about feeling like she's being used, not feeling comfortable in her relationships and her alliances. And Johnny's like, oh, really? Was this recently? And she's like, yeah, pretty recent. You hear this, like, and I feel like many players would then go and like, confront Paris, ask her about it. But Johnny, again, and this is why I feel like Johnny does this intentionally. He then later has a conversation with Paris where he talks about, I am so with you. Let's do this. Let's work together. Let's take a shot at Derek and Kayla. I think Allie needs to go first in our group of six. Like, I want you there. I want you to help me take out Dayla and Allie. And she eats this all up. She talks to the cameras after. She's like, yes, Johnny's with me. Yes, we're gonna take a shot at daylight. Oh, this is great. I'm pumped. I'm doing this. This is exactly this is textbook what you should do if somebody is feeling alienated, starting to pull away from an alliance or a relationship. You don't talk about it. You just you do what Johnny does, which is like, hey, just, you know, out of nowhere, I'd like to say some things about how much I love you and want to work with you, and let's talk about some plans, Matt.
Yeah, you just have to, every day in the Big Brother house, you need to just reinforce with your alliance that you're still with them, that you're still, you know, you have their best interests at heart. I noticed that last week, Kayla and Erica might have gone like a day without talking, and that's when Will swooped in with the rugby information, and then Erica suddenly was like, I don't feel so great about Kayla anymore. And they still haven't even been talking a whole lot since then. I guess Derek and Kayla just kind of feel like they're in fine with their new friends, and, you know, they don't have to worry about it. But Erica's starting to get worried about Kayla, and it's because Kayla isn't doing what Johnny's doing. She's not, you know, having these conversations just to reaffirm their relationship day after day after day. The Big Brother house moves so fast. You just need to stay on top of these things, or things are going to just fall out from underneath you. And, you know, we see it all the time. We're going to see it anytime now with any of Paris's allies, if she doesn't keep talking to them the way that, you know, Johnny is, because Paris does such a good job with, in my opinion, I think she does a good job with telling other people in the house that she's not as good with the people she's good with. She tells everybody, I'm not feeling great with Will, I'm not feeling great with Maddie, but at the end of the day, she would have their back as much as, you know, as much as she can. But by telling people that she's not with them, I feel like, I don't even know, I'm like all over the place right now, but like, I feel like my point is that Johnny's doing a good job. I think Paris is doing almost the opposite, but it's working for both of them in different ways.
Yes, Paris, you know, as I talked about, you know, we talked about like the three pillars of the house, Johnny, Kayla, Paris. Paris was, you know, cut down pretty early, but now that she's cut down, she's just kind of like lying down there like a cockroach, just like trying to survive at all costs. Kayla, you know, I feel like her power is being cut away and cut away, and she's in a position now where I feel like she's in a bit of trouble. I think she'll need an HOH from either her, Derek, or potentially Allie. I think a lot of other people would be taking a shot at her. I think even Liv might be convinced to take a shot at her at this point. Maybe.
I don't know where she disappeared to this week. It's like, I haven't seen her talking to anybody. Like, we know that there's the Paris, Will, and Maddie side that, like, she has almost no relationship left with at this point. And then the people that she does have a relationship with, like I said, it just seems like she's not even talking to them. So I don't know what her plan is going forward, but it doesn't look great from, you know, from where we're sitting.
I think she's just a little bit too comfortable. You know, she took advantage during Hamza's HOH and stole all of Hamza's goodwill. And I think that she feels like maybe she's one of the only people doing that. She obviously doesn't realize that Johnny is all over the place. Johnny is basically Kayla's biggest blind spot by far. She does not realize that Johnny has, you know, snuck in and basically, you know, stolen her place in that alliance that she formed. She doesn't realize that Johnny has been targeting her for weeks. She still is completely unaware of that. She's being told by people like, oh, you can trust Johnny. Johnny is so good with you. I would love to see what happens if Kayla ever finds out that Johnny has been gunning for her so hard. Her mind is going to be blown. She's taken her foot off the gas a little bit. She knows though, she has a good instinct that she needs an HOH now. She needs to be playing for these, which is very, very true. And you know, hopefully she does the right thing with it. I think that honestly, she should be targeting Johnny. If she wins HOH, if she needs to, I think that Kayla needs to win HOH and then use it properly to get information out of people, find out that Johnny has been targeting her, and then, you know, backdoor his ass or something. Like, she needs Johnny out of this house. Nobody would even blame her because everybody knows that Johnny's been coming for her for weeks. So that's what Kayla needs. And I do think it's possible if she plays it right. And that's why Johnny needs Kayla out so bad.
But it'd probably backfire on her, at least from what I, you know, just looking at the house, I feel like Johnny has done such a good job all season in collecting all of these friends. And if he even if he ends up on the block next to one of the pawns, it's like one of those situations where Ika sat on the block next to Jackie and Ika stayed in the house. And it's just like, how on earth did that happen where Jackie got sent home? And I could see a situation where Johnny's on the block next to Marin if he stays, and just he has so many good friends in the house that of course they're going to keep him, even though he's a bigger threat. But they want to get Marin. They want to send Marin home. So, you know, and if that shot backfires on Kayla, then she's done for.
That's why it's valuable for Johnny to have Ryan in the game, because Ryan would essentially be the Jackie in that situation, like sinking his own ship so hard there's no way he would go home. I think you're right. I think that Kayla would want to put Will up next to Johnny, and I think that Will probably goes home there. I think that unless Kayla can convince Allie and Olivia, but Allie and Olivia are going to be like, well, actually, we feel like, I think both of them, Erica, I think a lot of people would be like, I kind of prefer Johnny. I think even Paris may prefer Johnny to stay in that situation. So it's going to be tough to get him out, but I do think they need to try. I think that they need to take the shot. But
yeah, well, I agree. But the issue also is that everything with Dayla, I feel like Dayla, obviously Kayla's gone to sleep this week. Her name's not come up on the block specifically. So she's kind of fine to just, you know, let the week go ahead, especially she's got a target on her back. She's got the showmance. However, I feel like this is exactly what everyone outside of Johnny would want, is for Johnny to end up on the block. Now they're like, perfect. Now we have the person we know for sure will go after them, because everyone's too terrified to do this because the other person will go after them anyways. So then you keep Johnny and you let Johnny take a shot back at them, and whoever's next to them will go. So if it's Will, he's gone. Ryan, as you mentioned, the big mouth, that's where the pawn will definitely go home. So she needs it. However, it's going to be tough for her to be able to convince people that that's the way they should vote, because Johnny's done such a good job. And I think the reason Johnny's name doesn't come up as much is because Johnny's been able to play the game, but almost play it from a way where everyone else sees it as personal and not as strategy and as game. So any social capital that he's built with any number of players has come from this place of like, he loves us, he cares about us, he's like making this approach to be with us. But then also he's become an asset in their game as a result too. So I agree, Kayla needs Johnny out, but I also think that that's near impossible unless something crazy happens. And then in that event, the war fully ignites, and then Johnny will go right after them, and everyone in the house is happy.
Yeah.
It's not even just Johnny, though. I mean, she has Paris, Maddie, and Will, who all don't feel comfortable with her. And she's just like we keep saying, she's sitting back and she's not doing anything to get those people feeling comfortable with her. So even if she gets Johnny out, there's still plenty of people in the house who don't want to see her there, and she's not doing anything about it.
And that's what I've been saying. Her problem is that she has too many enemies.
Yeah.
I think that, she needs to start going on some kind of winning streak, or she'll be in trouble here.
Take a bold prediction in how her stock watch is going to go this week. I'm thinking it's going down, but that's just me.
So Johnny continues his conversations. He talks to Liv, as I mentioned, tells her like, oh, I trust you so much. She's like, yeah, me too. They talk about Allie and how he doesn't trust Allie as much. Liv is saying, if I had to choose between you and Allie, or like my game and Allie, I would choose anything over Allie if it came down to it. My connection with her is more personal than game related, and so on and so forth. Just making sure that she's set up, in case Allie takes a big fall, which she may be foreseeing as well, even though, she hasn't heard the extent to which Allie's been really caught in a lot of, jars. I think that she sort of predicts, just based on the way Allie's been talking to her, like, I'm in control of that house. I'm controlling everything. Liv is, I think, a little bit like, okay, let me just step back. when the anvil comes down to strike your head. So she's having those conversations. And then finally, toward the end of the day, we got, we had Kayla and Derek. They're not completely sitting back. They are thinking, all right, let's build up our army a little bit. If Marin is going to stay this week, why don't we pick him up? He is ripe for plucking, which, they thought that they were the only ones that had that idea, but actually most people in the house had that idea, which is the danger of somebody like Marin in the house. But I think Kayla and Derek are some of the most capable people of doing that, because Derek's social game is so good. Kayla, she's not so shabby too bad herself. So they're hanging out with Marin. They're like doing somersaults on beds and, being cool and having fun. And Will is seeing this and he's like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. This is not good. This is not good, Puya.
No, it's not good at all. I feel like Will realizes that, Dayla have realized the way to Marin's heart, and that is to just have fun with him and do random things. And now that Hamza's gone, his rap buddy, his bro, he is very ready to have someone else to mess around with and hang out with. And I did see last week, there was Marin and Kayla had a couple conversations. Marin was teaching her how to do high kicks. They were talking about her house and how she lives in a 2-bedroom with 1 bedroom for her, 1 bedroom for her cats. Kayla's kind of, maybe without realizing, has been starting that relationship. And obviously it's up in the air as to which way Marin goes, because Marin obviously has connections with Will from before as well. But Will does not like this. I feel like everyone is kind of going to start realizing, we all want Marin. And Marin's going to become the hot commodity in the house, because numbers are going to become scarce, because a lot of numbers are now locked away or starting to get locked away a little bit. Marin's the one person that could come in valuable. So a lot of people are going to be vying for his attention real soon, especially if Ryan is the solidified target after the veto ceremony.
Yes. And so Will goes to Johnny with this, and he's like, I'm concerned about this. I don't like this. Should we be keeping Ryan? I feel like Ryan is more valuable to our games. And Johnny's like, I mean, I'd be fine with that. Like, I'd be cool with that. How do we convince Erica, though? Because I think, again, like, Johnny is, he's learned how to play this more correctly. And he's like, well, if you want to convince Erica, I'm willing to help out. I'm willing to let you be the campaigner here and do the work for me. And so they're talking about a plan to try to get Erica on board to evict Marin again. And in very much the same way that Allie was talking about it, like, should we make up a lie about Marin? Should we go talk to Marin and get, you know, get him to talk to us about targeting Erica, and then go to Erica and say that Marin is targeting her? They're trying to make this happen. They're talking about being skeptical of Allie. They want Allie to leave. And Will wants to start flirting with Liv, and you know, basically Johnny is incepting his final six idea into Will, and it's working. And so basically, the plan is in place. Will is going to try and convince Erica to get rid of Marin here, Matt.
It's also Monday morning, and we have, you know, plenty of time between now and the eviction. And I feel like it's just the dynamic in the house right now, and the fact that the two players in the block are Ryan and Marin, it's just going to go back and forth so many times. So I feel like, you know, you have what, 3 or 4 more updates between now and the eviction. You're going to probably have to talk about how it's changing back and forth between the two of them every single day between now and then. They both have their benefits to staying, and they both have their benefits to leaving. And especially somebody like Will sees both sides of it for both of them. So it's like, every day it's just going to be wherever the wind pushes him, he's going to go back and forth. And I see right now why he thinks, you know, maybe Ryan should stay tomorrow, maybe Marin should stay. It's just such a funny situation with these two particular players happening to be on the block next to each other. They're not going to decide for sure until like Thursday.
Yes. And so, you know, not 5 minutes ago, Will was just this morning implementing this plan. He went to Erica and said that Marin told him that Erica is targeting, or Marin told him that he is targeting Erica, and that that's dangerous. He thinks Marin should go, and that that Ryan is targeting Dayla. So, you know, why don't we just keep Ryan? But the conversation got interrupted. But I think we're going to see more of that over the course of the day. And I think it's mainly going to come from Will. And I think that Johnny is willing to back him up. But Johnny is, again, he's seeming like he doesn't want to stick his neck out for this one. He's going to be like, well, if Will says, then, yeah, I mean, I agree with his logic. I think it makes sense, but whatever you want. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. What do you guys think? Do you think this is going to work? Who do you think is going to go home? If you have to predict, who's going to go home this week, Matt?
They got to get Ryan. I think there's too many people that have been trying to get him out for so long, and the shot's there. They can get him out of the house. And they saw the last time they tried to take the shot, he won some like ridiculously weird veto competition to save himself. And I feel like they're like, oh, now he can win another competition. He's won 2 this season. We got to take him out. Marin's useless. So I'll say Ryan.
Puya?
I will take the opposite bet. I will say Marin. And here's why. I feel like I agree. Johnny is not really going to try and put his neck out for any of these two people. But what Johnny does want is to incept people with this final six. Will was the start of the circle. He has his final two with Erica now solidifying. And if they end up having a conversation, the two of them, and it's one of those where like, let's just put everything on the table. Like, what do you think is going to happen this week? What do you think is good? I think Johnny will, you know, reference that Marin is, Dayla is getting in close with Marin. They're trying to sweep him in. And then I think the conversation is going to go to, I think Ryan will win a competition, but we can probably like try and maneuver him. I think at the end of the day, Marin is who I think the majority will end up kind of wanting. And by majority, I mean Johnny. And if Johnny's able to get his six to do it, possible. However, I think Ryan's big mouth is going to get him in trouble again. And this oscillation will end up being Ryan. So actually, I've convinced myself backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the major factor here is that, you know, Johnny is not willing to push super hard. I don't think Will has the chops to make this happen on his own. And I think that Ryan is going to sink his own ship. Ryan needs to say the right things in order for him to be the right option for the person to go home. And I don't think he's capable of saying those things. I think that he's going to end up just, just poking holes in his boat and then going, haha, well, look how good I am. 800 hours.
I just want to say, if and when Will wins the game, we are going to look back on this week, the scene of him blowing bubbles while his you know, supposed allies in this group of the six are trying to have game talk with him, I think we're going to look back at him just sitting there with this big sleeve of bubbles and just blowing them in their face while they're like, Will, can you put the bubbles down and try to talk to us? Because I just feel like even when he does have game talks, you know, an hour or two later, they still look at him as this guy that's just sitting in the HOH room blowing bubbles. And I feel like there's just something about him. They think he's the cutest guy. They think he's the sweetest, you know, he's here for his kid. There's just something about Will that I feel like, even if somebody just asked if Will's my winner pick, yeah, I picked Will in the beginning of the season and I'm still going to stick with him for now. I just don't think that they see him as a threat. And I feel like he can get away with things that Johnny can't in a situation like this, where if Johnny keeps pushing this week, like we've said, I think that's bad for him. I think if Will pushes a little bit, it's not going to do anything to hurt his game.
I don't know. I think we'll see. We'll see if it hurts. I think this is great for Johnny, actually, because I think Allie will be very annoyed with Will if she hears that he's pushing for Marin, because, you know, Will will be messing with her master plan. You know, she now sees herself as a mastermind, and anybody that takes that away from her, she's going to come out with force.
Right. But on the other hand, everyone's already starting to see Allie as kind of, you know, annoying and not really wanting her, you know, influence in the game anymore. So if it turns into some kind of Will versus Allie, I feel like people are going to come down on the Will side.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that's true as well. But I don't think that Will's going to like come away unscathed or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Somebody mentioned that like Will's accent, like the fact that it's difficult to understand him makes it even more difficult to know when he's lying, which I think is kind of valid, right?
Like, it's, yeah.
You know, it's harder to read people when you're...
They've only been in there for 30 days, and I just feel like they're still so enamored with him. His accent, you know, he's just a sweet guy. You know, he's had his moments. He's definitely had his moments where he's not been the sweetest guy. But in general, the conversations he has with everybody throughout the day, he does come across as the goofy newfie, the lovable guy. So I think he's still in there with a shot.
Yes. All right. Wow. Maddie telling Ryan that people are after him. They want to blindside him. Yep. And telling him that he needs to say he's after Dayla. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes here. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything going on right now and for the rest of the day today on these live feeds. Rob will be live tonight because it is Monday, after the episode of Big Brother Canada 6 to recap the episode and talk to you guys about everything. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be a little bit later for the LFC Roundtable, 10:30 p.m. Eastern for the Roundtable. And we're gonna update our stocks, and we're going to talk about the week and where everybody lies and all of that great stuff. So make sure you check that out as well.
So we can finally watch the challenge and then watch. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Oh, man. Well, the challenge should move its time slot. So
we'll get them on that.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Arms. Matt is at Matt Allegory. Puya is at Puyaism. You can subscribe to this podcast, the dedicated Big Brother feed, and the Reality TV wrap-up feed. And you can find us on robswebsite.com and all of that good stuff. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.